Wood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in
persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you the highest praise, Father. For there is none like you in all the earth, Father. What a mighty God you are, my Father. What a mighty God. How awesome you are. How great you are. Hallelujah. And Father, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. If we had a trillion tongues, if we had all the tongues, boy, that could ever be numbered, we couldn't thank you enough for your greatness and your grace and your mercy that endured, Lord, forever. For all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will continuously be doing for all eternity for the good of mankind. How great you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you for making known unto us that you created us in your image and in your likeness. And if you are great, then we are great too, Father, because we just like you. If you are mighty God, Father, then we are mighty children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for that, Father, we say thank you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, Father, and we come through your courts with praise. For you're worthy of all our praises, Father, and you inhabit the praises of your people. So, Lord, we give you thanksgiving and we give you praise and glory and honor, Father. We lift you up on high, Father God, for there's none like you. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright morning star. You're the rose of Sharon. You're the pearl of great price, my Father God. What we give you glory and honor and praise, Father. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise, Father. Because you're so worthy. You're so worthy of all our praises. And we thank you, Lord God, that through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, we can come into the holy place where we can get under the ministry of your word, Father. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this holy place that you have established, Father, for our ministry here, Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry, and through media and through this radio broadcast, the holy place, hallelujah, we can sit at the king's table, eat the king's food, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. So we sanctify, Father, this hour, Lord, as a holy place, a holy time. Hallelujah. And, Father, we give you glory and honor and praise for that, for the ability to do that. Come through the gates of thanksgiving. Come through the courts of praise. Come to this holy place. Hallelujah. And, Father, even beyond that, Lord, when Jesus Christ hung bread and died, Father, that little wall of partition that separated mankind from you, from your literal presence, my Father God, was torn in two, Father God, signifying that we can come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, through this radio broadcast, Father, through our church service, our prayer meetings, and all the programs and ceremonies that we present, Lord God, all the way into your literal presence. But we can sit at the king's table and eat the king's food, Father. For you have appointed unto all of us that golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come boldly, without any sense of guilt or condemnation, all the way to your throne of grace. Hallelujah. Where you are seated at, Father, the place of authority, the highest seat of authority, my Father God. We can come all the way up into your literal presence, all the way to your throne of grace, and obtain mercy and find grace to help us, Father, anytime we need. So, Father, we take you up on that invitation to come through the gates of thanksgiving, come through the courts of praise, come through this radio broadcast, all the way into your presence. So here we are, Father. Feed us, Father, till we want no more. Here's our cup. Fill us up, Father, and quench this thirstiness in our hearts to know you better, to serve you better, to honor you better, to obey you better, to love you better, much better than we do, Father God. Lift us higher and higher, Lord. Continue to take us from glory to glory to glory to glory until we reach the fullness of that stature of Christ that you said, Lord, you gave the fivefold ministry to lead us to. Here we are, Father. Fill us up and make us whole. And as in always, we are careful to give you all of the credit, all of the honor, and all of the praise, my Father God, for the great things that you have done, that you are doing, that you will continuously be doing throughout all eternity, Father. And for that, we say thank you. Now, Father, speak through our lips of clay that we can minister to the needs of one another, Lord, and edify each other and build each other up, Father, for your glory. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And by faith, we call it done. Amen. 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 Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land. Hallelujah. Well, I like saying that every time I come on this broadcast to say that, man, to all of you, boy. Because, boy, I'm talking about the more I see in the Word of God, the more I study the Word of God, I see just how great we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know that our Father is great. We sing the song, How Great Thou Art, you know. But, boy, as I read my Word and as I study my Word, and, man, you know, I get to a revelation to what I say, boy, as he is, so are we, glory to God. And that he has, man, I'm talking about created us in his image and in his likeness, and boy, he's made us just like him. So if he's a great God, then we are great children of the Most High God. If he's a mighty God, then we are mighty children of the Most High God. If he's a holy God, then we are holy children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And boy, what we are doing in this generation that the Holy Spirit is bringing us to the knowledge of, that we are becoming then. Hallelujah. I'm talking about line upon line, precept upon precept, little by little, day by day, going from glory to glory to glory to glory, going on and going to our next, to our next, to our next, going higher and higher and higher until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, a fixed, predictable image of Jesus Christ, who is a fixed, predictable image of the Father. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what, boy, he gave the fivefold ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ, to build the body of Christ up, to train the body of Christ, training for reigning, glory to God. So that, boy, all of us, man, might reach the fullness of that stature of Christ until the whole earth, until all mankind, it's just like God created us to be, in his image and in his likeness, ruling and reigning over all the earth. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what's going on in the earth today, you know. And that's a responsibility and a mandate and the assignment that God has gave the church to do in men winning the lost, winning souls to the kingdom of God, until the place where we come that all mankind are saved. To the place where it becomes that it's on earth, just like it is in heaven. And while we're in this earth, Lord, in these physical bodies, man, that's what we are designed to do. That's what the church is designed to do. I'm telling my boy to keep on going on in God, keep on going to our next, keep on going higher and higher and higher until we reach that final destination, right? That is in all our lives, in mankind's lives, be on earth just like it is in heaven. Till earth become, the whole earth become a colony of heaven. Glory to God. That's our assignment as the church, to assist God in accomplishing that. You know the prayer that we've been taught all our lives. But our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The first request, listen, and this is important. The first request, a lot of times we go to God and pray with a lot of different requests, and they are legit and legitimate and everything else. But the first request is, Father, what? Who art in heaven? Yes. Glory and honor to your name and praise to your name? Yes. Lord, let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Where? On earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Well, that's priority one right there. That's God's priority, and that should be our priority. What? Boy, man, to allow God's kingdom to come in our hearts, in our lives, in our mind, our will, our emotions, every part of our being. Let that come. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. Hallelujah. And not only what he's doing, but his ways of doing what he's doing. And in our Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse 32, 33, around there, it says this. This is our priority. Seek ye first. What God is doing. Not what my church is doing. Not what my pastor is doing. Not what my denomination is doing. Not what religion is doing. Not what Trump is doing. Not what the hip-hop industry is doing. Not what the sports entity is doing. Not none of the things that the world are doing. But seek ye first what God is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his way of putting us in right standings with him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else that we have need of will be added unto us on a daily basis. Everything that we have need of to accomplish the will of God for our lives. What's the will of God for our lives? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And then the next petition is this. Now give us this day our daily bread. I mean, give us, Father, everything that we have need of to help you accomplish your kingdom on the earth, help you establish your kingdom on the earth and accomplish your will on the earth. Let it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's priority one right there. That's why, boy, I'm talking about even from a little bitty boy, I saw that in the scripture it was two or three scriptures that, man, was inbred in my life from, man, early ages, man, you know, when I was a little boy, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. After that, I kind of strayed away. But in those early years of my life, boy, my mom made sure, boy, we went to Sunday school. And, boy, that was a lady, man, in our community, man. Her name was Mother Johnson. And, man, that lady, she had a children's church. And in that children's church, boy, she taught us some things, man. You know, she didn't know a lot, you know, about the kingdom of God, but, boy, she laid down a foundation. But it's three scriptures that she imparted into, boy, all our lives as little children. And that was Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. And Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything would be added unto us. Boy, those three scriptures right there, boy, I'm talking about, I remember them from a little bitty child. I didn't remember a whole lot. After I got around 13, 14 years old, you know, we go our own way and do our own thing and kind of stray away. But boy, those scriptures were always in my heart, always in my mind, always in my soul, you know. So they was imparted into us through that lady, Mother Johnson, you know. What? Psalms 23 and Matthew 6:33. And boy, what stood out the most in that, man? Well, all three of them stood out the most in there, but boy, as I begin to grow older and return back to God's way, boy, there was a scripture, man, you know, that, man, I'm talking about jumped off the pages on the inside of me. That was already in my heart. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else is going to be added unto you. Hallelujah. So that became my central focus, man, when I gave my total life over to God at the age of 27 in 1980, you know. that began to be my priority. I didn't join a church. I joined Hallelujah, boy. I joined the Word of God. I got into the Word of God, you know. I didn't go to church, you know. I didn't, because I had been there, and I didn't know like I know now. But God didn't lead me to go join a church like most people do when they get saved. Well, He led me to the Word of God. And I began to study the Word of God day and night. I began to read, praying from the age of 27 all the way up until now. You know, I just began to study the Word of God. Boy, I'm talking about read it day and night, man. Meditate in it day and night, man. Until I got to the place where I got it off the pages and on the inside of my spirit. Glory to God. And as a result of it, God gave us a ministry in 1985 and told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the King every nation as a testimony to every nation. Gave us one assignment. He said, go preach what Jesus preached. I asked the Lord one day, Lord, what you want me? I know you called me to preach. What you want me to preach? He said, go preach what Jesus preached. And boy, I turned my Bible, man, to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and searched for them. And to my amazement, I came to the knowledge that Jesus only had one message. What was his message? Well, when he begun his public ministry in Matthew chapter 4, man, after he had come out of the wilderness being tempted of the devil, boy, he come out of there, and the people said, boy, when he come out the wilderness, the Bible say in Matthew chapter 4, the people who sit in darkness, that word darkness there mean ignorance or lack of knowledge or not knowing. Those who sit in darkness saw a great light. What's light? Illumination, information, revelation, you know. And the Bible say, and from that time forth, he began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. That means it's near. If it's within hand's reach, man, how far is your hand from you? If you reach it, if you stretch it out, man, all the way out as far as you can, what Jesus was saying, that the kingdom of heaven, that's how close it is. It's within your reach, glory to God. That's about 3-4 feet there at the most, man, away from you, man. That's how close it is. It ain't a sweet by and by. It ain't, man, over there. It ain't over here. No, it's right there within your reach. And the purpose for God bringing it to right there in your reach is so that you could grab a hold of it, so that you could receive. Receive means to grab a hold of in the seed and the place in your possession. Why is it right there within your reach at hand? That means within your reach. Because he wants you to grab a hold of it in the seed, it in the place in your possession. Receive it. Hallelujah. Why? Because, boy, that's your inheritance. It belonged to you. We had it in Adam in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 3, we lost it in Adam. And boy, I'm talking about in the gospel, boy, and in the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it has been restored back to us. Boy, boy, everything that we lost, what your identity, who you really are, your origin, where you really come from, your true purpose, why you really here, your true potential, what you can really do, and your true destination, where you're going to end up at. That's mankind's age-old question. Ever since from Genesis chapter 3 all the way up until now, man has been in search for that. Who are we? Where we come from? Why are we here? What can we do? And where are we going to end up at? And boy, the people in darkness, that sit in darkness and ignorance to that, they saw a great light. Jesus Christ comes revealing the age-old answers to those questions, how, who you really are. Not just men, you know, real men and real women, but children of the Most High God, kings and queens in the earth, rulers, ambassadors of a territory called hell, representative of hell, ambassador of Christ, sons and daughters of the Most High God, mighty men and mighty women. Hallelujah. Come reveal to us who we are and where we come from. Hallelujah. You ain't many theories. Listen, man, they got all kind of theories. Darwin theory, evolution, all that, man. They come from a salamander that creeped up on the mountain and then turned into a monkey and then turned into a man. Listen, you ain't come from no monkey. The devil tried to make a monkey out of us. Man, we come from the Most High God. When God wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. In creation, man, God, whatever he wanted, he spoke, man, what he wanted to what he wanted it made from. And what he wanted came from what he wanted made from, exactly what he said. When he wanted man, the animals, man, he spoke to the earth. He said that the earth bring forth every living creature. When he wanted the plants and the trees, he spoke to the earth. He said that the earth bring forth planting. When he wanted the stars, he spoke to the gases, man, in the heavenly places, man. And for no gases in the heavenly places, man, in the firmament, came the stars. Hallelujah. When he wanted the fish, he spoke to, man, the watery dirt, man, the earth, man. And from that, man, came the fish. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. He said, let us. Hallelujah. And from him came you and I. That's why I say you are a mighty man and you are a mighty woman of the Most High God. You awesome, man. You men marvelous and wonderfully created, boy. I'm talking about men. I'm good God of my boy. I'm getting excited here. In fact, I'm getting so excited here, man, that, man, I didn't got carried away and I didn't start off on this radio broadcast. When listen, let me just pause for a moment and let you all know, man, that I have guests with me on the radio broadcast today, you know. My son-in-law and my daughter and my family, they always with me, you know, even sometimes they're not here spiritually, but physically, but they're always with me spiritually, hallelujah. But today I have my son-in-law, man, with me, you know, my brother in Christ, you know, Jonah Riley, you know, married to my daughter, Shanika, and man, you know, together and their family, man, they just like, boy, my family, man, they're growing up in the things of God and the knowledge of God. Being filled with the knowledge of his will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, becoming who they already are, boy. That's one thing that they blessed me with and helped me, man, to grab a hold of, man. When my daughter began to impart some things into me, boy, she helped me, man, to know, boy, what it meant when God gave Adam and Eve work in the garden, man. And that word work there means to become. To become what? Become what I said about you. Become in my image. Become in my life. Become, man, an ambassador of heaven, man. And become, man, the one that I ordained, man, to make earth a colony of heaven. And listen, by the way, when God was talking to Adam in the garden, he was talking to everybody. Because everybody comes from that body. Glory to God. And, boy, they begin to impart unto me, man, the reality of becoming. I mean, boy, that's what we, and ever since then, boy, that's what I've been proclaiming, man, that we are becoming who we already are. Because God spoke over us. And when God spoke over us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, then, man, that was not the finished product in manifestation. That was the spoken word of God over us. And then he gave us work to do in the garden. What? Become then. What? Become what? Become just like me, my image, my character, ruling and reigning over the earth. Become what? My ambassador of Christ that I have designed and the ambassador of the kingdom that I have created and designed to, man, populate this earth and make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. Become then. And, boy, ever since then, man, listen, boy, it just coincided with all the things that I have been taught. I remember a while back, man, my pastor in Houston, Pastor Little Owen, came to our church when we were in the Houston area back in 2001, maybe 2002. And, boy, she preached a message unto us that revolutionized my life. I always make mention of this. And the message that she proclaimed to us that night when she came there, hallelujah, was this. There's a going on in God. And, boy, I'm talking about, man, that message, man, I listen. I don't think I ever heard a greater message than that, man, because it revolutionized my life. And from that point on, from that night on, boy, I just had one desire, that no matter where I am in you, God, I'm going to continuously keep going on. I ain't never going to, just like you ain't never going to leave me and never going to forsake me, I ain't never going to leave you, Father. Or I might get straight away. In fact, I did. You know, I might get off course. I did. I might lose my way. I did. But one thing I ain't never going to do, my Father, I ain't never going to turn my back on you. I ain't never going to deny you. I'm going to keep on going on. I'm going to keep on trusting you. I'm going to keep on keeping on, my Father God. I'm going to run this race all the way to the end, my Father God. No matter what, I'm going to keep on going on in you. And, boy, that's what I've been doing ever since then, man. Hallelujah. No matter what the circumstance, situation, or symptom might be, I'm going to keep going on in my God. Boy, and I encourage you to do the same thing, too. that don't matter what you are, when you fall, get up, hallelujah. When you miss the mark, get up. When you may get straight away, listen, man, look for one thing. What Jesus say, Father, if one sheep stray away, man, I leave the 99. I'm going to get that one that straight away, because all those that you gave me, Father, ain't going to lose no one, hallelujah. But that you can have confidence and assurance in one thing, what, that he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete that thing. And boy, that's another scripture that came alive in my heart, that God who started a good work on the inside of us, when he started that work in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when he said, let's create man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creeps upon the earth, and over all the earth. And so God blessed them. That word blessed them, and he empowered us with the power of the Holy Ghost, man, to accomplish that in our life, what he said. Hallelujah. And he started, and then he planted a garden in Eden, an atmosphere, a delightful place, glory to God, on a spot for the moment with an open door into the literal presence of the Most High God. And there he placed us and said unto us, be fruitful and multiply and subdue this earth. Make the whole earth just like this little garden. That's the work that he started on the inside of us. Wow. So that the earth could be a colony of heaven. So that it could be on earth just like it is in heaven. That was always his original purpose and his original desire, his original intent, his original plan and purpose and desire and intent for our lives. We lost our way in Adam's disobedience. A boy in Christ's obedience, boy, that way has been restored back to us. We being filled with the knowledge of God's will, that purpose, that intent, and we growing in it. Going from glory to glory to glory. And he who started that work on the inside of us, even though we fail, that don't have nothing to do with the word that have gone forth out of his mouth. Hallelujah. Ain't no devil in hell, nothing that he did to Adam and Eve in the garden, and also them words that went forth out of God's mouth. When he say, let's make man not like us, and let them be ambassadors of heaven, man, to this other territory that I created, the earth. Man could make it in that territory that I'm going to give to them, just like it is in the territory that they came from. Where we came from? We came from hell. And boy, he who begun that good work on the inside of us, it don't matter whether Adam failed or not, he going to accomplish that. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, here I go again. I done got carried away. Again, I got my son-in-law with me, and I'll just let him share with y'all a little bit, you know, about and what God has put in his heart. And then we want to say some other things to you, too. You know, but for a few minutes, man, we want to get into, man, this season that we just got through celebrating, man, Easter season. And boy, I want you to know some things about that, you know. So here my son-in-law is. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a gift being able to hang out with him, vibe in the spot. You know, get down.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
It's a beautiful thing that, there was no such thing as off track, because every bit of the word testifies to itself.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are confused because they don't understand what the word is and how it works and what, you know, what its purpose is. It's whole, it's complete, lacking nothing.
Yeah.
So with us, everything that you talked about leads specifically into what we're talking about today, about the resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
And the dope thing that I like, and I'm just taking notes while you're speaking, because just so y'all can know, when I met him, it was like an anniversary for the ministry. And his daughter, my wife now, 20 years, she was standing and clapping and in a worship, and it was her smile and how bright her spirit was that led me to her. And I was listening to Arthur, and he gave me the feeling of a person that I could just come and relax, and I felt like home in this ministry.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I pull out my tablet and my pen, and I sit on the floor by the pulpit. Because it was like the days of old. It felt like history, like real time, real life, when I sat there. And we would go and serve. Remember, we'd serve plates and stuff to the people and go out in the neighborhood and apartments and knock on their doors and talk with them.
Yeah.
It's not like in a sense where we just knocking on the door like salesmen. No, we was like, hey, how you doing? Is there anything you need? Sometimes we'd watch like, what's this is? And help people grasp sometimes like these. we were the ministry. We are the ministry of God. And at the moment, that's what led me to this ministry and made me, like, lock in.
Yeah.
And it inspired me to lock in.
Yeah.
And in other words, it helped me resurrect things that had fallen away. And what I knew in my life before I met y'all, that that I had started changing, and I was walking with our Father, and there were some things that I knew. I looked out in the world and was like, nah, this is not it. They got to be better than this.
Yeah.
And I grew up on the tent services, like you go outside with the tents and the people, and there would be guys that would come in who was bangers, you know. Yeah. They were gangbangers, and they would bring their pistols and put it inside of an amnesty box and come sit down and praise with us.
Yeah.
And then they would let them get their pistols and leave.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, they'll leave the pistol in the box and they'll repent.
Yeah, Lord.
And so I seen those things happen growing up, and I felt those same kind of spirit under your ministry.
Yeah.
In the same sense that I've been around the people that we would come, which is why I took my shoes off.
Yeah.
Where I would get, remember we do that?
Yeah,
we'd get the clothes off our backs for stuff like that. And so these things are all parts of resurrection. We're applying principles that are in his kingdom that we want to come to earth as it is in heaven. We say, let his kingdom come, his will be done. And I like two versions of the Bible that says, one, say on earth, and the other one says in earth.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
both will do. Use them both, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So with that, there is no death in a kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Hold on. Only life. There is no brokenness in the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Only wholeness and healing. Well, healing is a perpetual state. It's a constant state of being whole and complete.
Yeah.
So you don't need to heal if you're not broken.
No.
There's only brokenness here. There's only healing among the broken in Christ. His resurrection, He rose again so that we may choose to do the same. So here's the trick. Because I had the notes that I had written, they say, culture within the kingdom, what God the Creator does, creates the original blueprint as foundational laws for all things that God created to follow.
Uh-huh.
Like, for a small example, he rested on the seventh day, not because he was tired, but because he knew we would be.
Yeah.
Because he knew we would need to rest. Rest is a part of the blueprint for all of us to follow. Nature, trees sleep when the sun goes down, if you didn't know that, ladies and gentlemen. So in the same sense, when he laid his life down in 3 days, chose to take his life back up again,
uh-huh.
And he said it to one of the people. He said, oh, no one kills me. I don't die. I'm going to lay my life down, and then I'm going to take it back up again. And when he did that, he was, as God, setting the precedent for us to follow the blueprint. And so the blueprint for us all, and in our life, when we see death, we see brokenness, when we start feeling that we can't believe anymore, when we feel division in all places, when we be around people and deal with hatred, and when we're around economic places and spiritual places of poverty, 'cause you know you can be emotionally poor, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can be spiritually poor, too. And this funny thing, blessed are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These apply the life of God, his kingdom principles, to those areas and watch it grow. And watch everything that you felt were dying resurrect. But you got to allow God to do his part.
Yeah.
We have the choice of will, and sometimes it takes courage to choose against what we feel is most dominant in our lives. But remember, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And for short, in our situations, our symptoms, and our circumstances, our God that is in us, because we who believe must above all else believe.
Yeah.
We have to believe and activate our will to choose to allow his power to reign supreme and manifest in our lives the principles that heal the wholeness from the brokenness, the life from the death, the faith filled from the unbelief, the unity from the division, the love from the hatred, the wealth, commonwealth of his kingdom in poverty, among the poverty, the poor, the wise among the confusion and the faith among the fear. So as much as we go out throughout the world, remember, yeah, we made some choices and we turned away, because to turn outside of order is to be handed over into chaos. Just like we chose at some point, you can backtrack him, but you don't really need to do all that, because he did the work for us. The heavy lifting, that cross and that sacrifice of being made sin for all men so that we can have a choice, we can have a chance. All you have to do is say, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. Call him into your life, Father, yeah. Yahshua, Jesus, Emmanuel, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, what name you have that you understand, our Father, Daddy, Pops, Big Bro, whatever you understand him as, in your personal relationship, he knows you like a baby knows, like a parent knows when their baby's calling them. Yeah. No, they don't speak English. Yeah. Our Father knows. He reads your heart and mind, so you don't have to have all the words. Make the choice. Choose. Father, I need you. I don't want to do this no more. Help me resurrect these dry bones so that they may live. Because he said, yeah, if you can these dry bones live? Yes, if you speak to them.
Yes, Lord.
Why I say speak? Because he spoke. Mm-hmm. Remember, the first thing that God does creates the precedence, the law, foundational law for all things that he created to follow. Mm-hmm. So he spoke and gave word. He breathed his breath of life into us so we can speak word like him. He also prayed, Yahshua, Jesus said, as I am, as you and I are one, Father, I pray that our people and I become one the same. Yeah. And he looked at us and said, as I am, so are you. So as you listeners, the men and women, children, boys, girls, and elders, people who may not even understand the language, your spirit does, hear the words that we say here. We love you. We believe in you. We are proud of you.
Yeah.
You are the chosen to do what only you are born to do. Otherwise, you would not have been here to do it. He has called you perfectly. Completely, and in his eyes, you are all that he needs to get what you have into the world. You just have to choose. It's a choice. You have the will. You have the dominion already given to you. You're born with that, and the crown is already born given to you, because you're born and built kings, rulers, sovereign rulers. So all we have to do is choose. Father, show me how to resurrect all your kingdom and build those things. Use me as a seed to build your kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven, and resurrect the death, the things that died in my life, like you resurrected yourself and brought me with you. I believe that it's possible, and I believe in you. And so because I believe in you, I have to believe in myself.
Yes, Lord.
I believe in humanity. All is well, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud of y'all. Good job.
Good job. I
do all right.
Hey, God be the glory. Hey, listen, you know, this resurrection season right here, you know, and God want us to know that, listen, the Bible saying we were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but it's Christ that liveth on the inside of us. And the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So God wants us to go beyond just, man, the celebration of the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But he wants you to come to the revelation knowledge that you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has God also raised up, man, from the dead and made you to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your principalities and powers and dominions and rulers in high places.
Come on.
They're the same resurrection power that Jesus Christ rose from the dead with, man, you got that same resurrection power on the inside of you in the person of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8 says the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that same spirit lives on the inside of you to resurrect every dead thing that's in your life. Your purpose might be dead, your ministry, your assignment, your joy, your peace, your happiness. Anything, man, you know, Lord wants you to know that anything that it seems like you done missed out on or you done gone too far, it's all over with and there's no hope and everything else, Lord wants you to know, boy, that that was hope, man. Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ died up on the cross, boy, them disciples were in dismay, boy. They say, oh, Lord, man, they were afraid. They were hiding why? Because all the Bible says, because in them, all hope was gone. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, but then came Jesus. Good God and mother. Boy, when they saw the resurrected Christ, that all hope that was in them that was gone, boy, it began to be resurrected, boy. And I'm talking about, boy, you're talking about they had a greater anointing, a greater power, a greater man. I'm talking about a greater in every area of their life than it ever could have been, man, while they were walking and talking with Jesus Christ, man, for them 3.5 years. Boy, when they saw the resurrected Christ, those who were hiding and fear the Jews, what the Jews are going to do, oh, Lord, they didn't crucify our master. Now they find us, they're going to crucify us. The Bible says all fear was gone. And I'm talking about, boy, I'm talking about they came out the closet then, boy. Hallelujah. Why? Because they saw the resurrected Christ. And when they saw the resurrected Christ, they had a revelation of that. Why? That that same resurrected Christ, boy, lived on the inside of them. So they didn't even fear death no more. Hallelujah. They didn't even fear nothing, man. They died hard, but their son was boiled in oil. Some was crucified upside down. Some heads was cut off, man, and everything else. But they didn't fear none of that. By why? Because they knew of the resurrection power that was in Christ Jesus was on the inside of them too. They knew that if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lived on the inside of them, then that same spirit, boy, was going to raise them from the dead. Hallelujah. And God wants you to know that, man, listen, this is not just a celebration of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He wants you to know that, dude, you also, but listen, don't misunderstand. I didn't say we don't celebrate death. I'm talking about, boy, you incorporate yourself in there.
Come on.
You man, you said not only celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but celebrate your death and your burial and your resurrection. Because let me tell you something. You were dead in sin. You were in trespassing sin. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I'm talking about spiritually dead, separated from God. But because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, well, you've been resurrected, hallelujah. Well, your spirit, man, has been resurrected, boy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about so that you can get back to your true identity, your true origin, your true purpose, your true, man, you know, ability, boy, and your true eternal destination, man. So that could be resurrected. Men and mighty women of the Most High God. You might be living and dying like mere men, but God wants you to know, boy, there's a resurrection, man, that took place on the inside of you, glory to God. When God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he raised him up with all power and all authority and all dominion and all might. And Jesus stood on the bow of the earth and said unto you all that, listen, you know, that it is all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth and even under the earth. Under the earth means death, you know. All the powers of heaven, all the powers of the earth, and even the power over death, I took that back. I took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from the devil. And boy, I'm giving it back to who it belonged to. I'm giving these keys to you, hallelujah. Well, the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I got authority over it. I got authority, man, from heaven. I got authority in the earth. And I got power and authority over death. And, man, I'm giving it back to you, hallelujah, because that's who it rightfully belongs to. And not only am I giving you the keys to death, hell, and the grave, but I'm going to also give you the keys to the kingdom, hallelujah, the functioning principles of the kingdom. Not only am I going to restore you back to the kingdom, not only that kingdom at hand, and when you receive me, it's not only going to be at hand, they're close to you, they're going to be within you, hallelujah. And if they get within you, then, boy, I'm talking about, boy, I'm going to give you the functioning principles of it. He told them disciples, here, these are the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I give you control. I give you authority. I give you back the dominion that you lost in Adam's disobedience. In my obedience, I come, got it back, hallelujah. And I'm giving it back to who it rightfully belongs to, mankind. That's you, hallelujah. So let me tell you something, boy. When Jesus died upon the cross, he said, it's finished. What's finished, boy? I come to redeem your life from the destruction of Adam's disobedience, and I come to restore to you everything that Adam lost in that disobedience. He lost the Holy Spirit. He lost the presence of the Lord. He lost the Garden of Eden. He lost the kingdom of heaven on earth. And Jesus Christ come to regain that, man, and to restore it back to every last one of us. And let me tell you something. It's finished. That the Father sent him to do, he ain't say it will be finished. He said, it is finished. Hallelujah. So all we got to do, man, is stop trying to live the crucified life, because you were crucified in Galatians chapter 20, chapter 2, verse 20. Paul said, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet it's not I, but it's Christ that is living on the inside of me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith, like my son-in-law was saying, by the faith of the Lord who loved me, man. And therefore, I do not frustrate the grace of God, boy. So I'm not trying to live the crucified life. I put this, man, this old flesh, man, to death daily, man. How? By living, man, the resurrected life and the power that's in the resurrection life. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to come out of sin so that I can get to heaven. And let me tell you something. I'm coming out of sin because I'm already in the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going from glory to glory to glory to glory. And God wants you to know in this radio broadcast today that you too, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Far above all the negative things in your life, far above all the things that the devil has tried to steal, kill, and destroy, man, from you. Your origin, your identity, who you really are, your origin, where you really come from, your reason for existing, your purpose, why you really here, your potential, what you really can do, and your destination, where you really going to end up in. But God wants you to know, boy, that you come from God. Hallelujah. He wants you to know that, man, you are his offspring, his children. That's who you are, the children of the Most High God, kings and queens. He wants you to know where you come from. You come from heaven. He wants you to know why you're here, to colonize this earth, man, with heaven. He wants you to know, man, what you can do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And he wants you to know, boy, where you come from, where you're going to end up at. You're going to end up, man, in heaven. And watch this. I'm not talking about the heaven where God, where you came from. I'm talking about the heaven that God established on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. We call it the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. And that little spot was, man, heaven on earth. Glory to God. And the Bible says, there he placed a man in that spot on the earth. That delightful place with an open door into the presence of the Lord and gave man an assignment. Make the whole earth just like this little Garden of Eden. And boy, when it's all said and done, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, that if all of us are coming back to a new heaven and a new earth, and they're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Instead of men, the Garden of Eden being in a spot on the earth for that moment, the whole earth is going to be a Garden of Eden, man. And thereby, going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. So you're going to live forever in heaven on earth the way God originally intended for it to be. Because that's his plan and his will and his intent and his purpose for all mankind life. Not for us to spend eternity in heaven with him. Now, I ain't saying you ain't going to go there. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when you die in Christ Jesus, then the spirit going back to where it came from. It came from God. It's going back to God who is in heaven. So you're going to go to heaven. But when it's all said and done, man, and the false prophet and the Antichrist and all of them, men are cast into the lake of fire, then the Bible says in Revelation, man, chapter 21, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. And I saw the holy city, the city of peace, Jerusalem, and all those who dwell in it. What that is, boy, that's all of us who had been up and went up into the presence of the Lord in heaven. So it's all coming down, what, to a new earth, hallelujah. What kind of new earth? It ain't like earth that we live in here on today. The new earth is, man, the Garden of Eden over all the earth, heaven on earth, hallelujah. And then he saw us coming down, man, hallelujah, from God's heaven, man, down to our heaven here on earth that he gave us. And we shall dwell on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. And the good news about that, but the icing on the cake is that this, and boy, I'm talking about, and the tabernacle of God was with the sons of man. In other words, we weren't just down here by ourselves. God was with us. The Holy Spirit was with us. Jesus was with us. Not only with us, but in us. Hallelujah. And boy, that fulfilled the purpose of God, a written purpose and plan of God for our life. Listen, you don't just celebrate, man, Jesus Christ's resurrection, but come to the knowledge that you have resurrection power on the inside of you. So that, man, all your broken dreams, broken, man, purposes, all your, I'm talking about, man, your wealth, your health, your destiny, all that, man, your divine health, I'm talking about your prosperity in heaven. I'm not talking about monetary, but God said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Even as you come to the revelation that, boy, I'm talking about everything, the perfect will of God for your life, man, that it be resurrected in your life, starting from here on out, till you start living, man, resurrection life. Not Christian life, not religious living, not men ritual and ceremony and tradition, but you begin to live, man, in resurrected life. Because the truth of the matter is, you've been raised up too, hallelujah, unto newness of life, hallelujah, resurrection life. And all you got to do is begin to decree that and declare that. And as you begin to practice that, then you're going to continue to go from glory to glory to glory, going higher and higher and higher. From your next to your next to your next. Man, going, I'm talking about like my pastor in Houston say, man, there's a going on in God until you reach the fullness of that stature of Christ. Listen, my time is about up on this radio broadcast, but this is just not an ordinary broadcast, you know. I just wanted to share some things with you, you know, as far as the resurrection. Not only God has resurrected, man, our facility here in the Bunker, Louisiana area that we have here, our church building. You know, I'm talking about, boy, it got to the place where it was, good God Almighty, condemned. I'm talking about all tore up on the floor all the way up, man. The roof caved in. Everything, man, was tore up, man. I'm talking about because of the rain and over the course of time, how the building that got so damaged, man, until it was condemned out of use. The whole roof caved in, you know, or everything, you know. But by the grace of God, hallelujah, boy, God begun, man, you know, several months ago to resurrect that facility. And, boy, we in the final stages of it, man. We got about 95% of it. So let me allow my son-in-law to share with you for about 4 or 5 minutes, you know, some things, you know, that if God put this in your heart, man, then, man, you act upon it, and you'll be blessed by it. Go ahead, son.
Yeah, just like you explained, there are those of us here that like to manifest God's kingdom on earth, and for years we have prayed and we put in the work. The Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry have been about that business for decades, and here we are in this season now that we have prayed and believed and we have built. And by the grace of God, like He explained, our Father in Heaven, we are now 95% complete of our church home. The walls are up and lights are on. The vision's alive, the foundation has been laid, but today we are standing at the finish line, and we're inviting you, yeah, you, every single one of you, to help us cross it. We're raising about $25,000 to complete the final phase of construction for the house of God, not to start, but to finish. And here's what I love about this moment. We're not asking one person to do everything. We're asking many people to do something. Like, you know how they say you can build a kingdom one brick at a time?
Yeah.
If a bunch of people bring a brick or a couple of bricks, it'll be built faster than if one person trying to, So that's what we're working on. And so we're asking many people to do something. Some of you can be a kingdom builders with 1,000 seeds. Some of you can be finishers with $250. Some can be partners at $100. And many of you can sow $50 or whatever God places on your heart, 10, 5, however, whatever God puts on your soul. But because of the kingdom, every seed matters. And let me say this clearly. You are not just giving to a building. You're giving to a place where lives will be changed, where families will be restored, where souls will be saved, and where generations will encounter God. Yes. This is not just a construction. This is kingdom assignment.
Yes.
And today we're calling on finishers. The kind of people who don't just start something, but see it all the way through. If you feel that tug in your spirit right now, that's not pressure. That's purpose calling you.
Yes.
You can give it right now. So, and as you give, we're believing with you that the same God helping us finish this house will finish what we started in your life. We'll be given live updates, and we'll be celebrating every seed because every seed counts, and we will honor every person who helps us reach this goal. Family, we are so close.
Yes.
Let's finish this house.
Yes.
God bless you, and thank you for being a part of this movement, because it's not just a moment. It is a movement. It's kingdom It is kingdom work.
Yes, Lord.
We believe in you.
Yes, Lord.
Thinking, what's the cash out there that they give?
If you would like to contribute or donate anything to the completion, to the finished work, man, of the resurrection, of the facility that God has given us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry to reach the world from, you know. This is like a launching pad. You know, this ministry, this gospel of the kingdom, Jesus, they got to be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. And this facility that God has given us here in the Bronx area, it's like, man, you know, the launching pad, you know, and where God is going to launch through our ministry, along with a lot of other ministries too, but just particularly our ministry, to, man, I'm talking about the launch off, man, and to proclaim this gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth, to the whole world, to the hip-hop world, the political world, the financial world, the education world, the sports world, to every pattern of operation that's set up on this earth, man. The gospel of the kingdom got to be preached to every last one of them. Yes, Lord. And if you would like to donate, man, you know, we have a cash app that you could donate to, and we are setting up other arrangements that you can donate to, too. That cash app is $ Kingdom Life, the number 4. Again, that's $ Kingdom Life, the number 4. Kingdom Life 4. Hallelujah. With Arthur LaValle. And if you want to put in your heart to donate anything, then you can through that cash app. And if you need further information about man donating, then you can always contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. The phone number is 713-870-3776. Once again, that phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Let's come together, man, and be a part of what God is doing in the earth, man, through Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. And we promise to be a tremendous blessing to our community, to all the churches in our community, and all the churches and to mankind throughout the whole earth. Glory to God. And, man, we thank you for your heart and for those of you who are tuning in to our radio broadcast. And we pray that it's a blessing to your life and that it, man, it edifies you and builds you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Hey, listen, my family and I, you know, Gail and all my family and my children, man, and my daughter and sons and son-in-law, man, you know, we always pray God's best and God's greatest for your life, that the will of God be done in your life here on earth just like it is in heaven. You know, you heard from my son-in-law today and myself, you know, and you know, you think you heard something today, boy. Let me tell you something. I got another son, and, boy, God is dealing with him and working on him. You know, that's Tory, you know. And God begun to work on the inside of him. And, boy, I'm talking about he's going to complete it. No matter what he might be going through, but he, too, is becoming who he already is. A mighty man of the Most High God with an awesome, most powerful message. So you stay tuned, because you're going to be hearing from him in times to come, man. And I'm talking about, boy, it's going to be a tremendous blessing to your life. He's a mighty man of God. The devil tried to steal, kill, and destroy his purpose and his destiny, but the devil is alive because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, boy. And his ministry, which is far above even where we could take it to. And, boy, I'm talking about the next generation, my son-in-law, my son, my daughter, boy, they're going to take it even higher, man. So you stay tuned to the kingdom ministry of God to your life, and I promise you, it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you and your family and for generations to come. So if God put in your heart to support this ministry, then know one thing, you know, it's not us asking for anything. It's God, man, allowing you the opportunity to get in on what he's doing. And if you do, well, he'll bless you tremendously. You can't be God-given. Hallelujah. He'll multiply it back unto you all the way up to 1,000-fold. My time is up. We love you with the love of the Lord. Man, you be blessed and stay tuned. Again, that phone number is 713-870-3776. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship.